Back home in the borders of Australia's most tourism-dependent state, Tasmania, is set to open on the 24th of July. And while the locals are desperate for the dollars tourists will bring, they do have a plea. Respect the wilderness and come prepared if you're heading into the bush. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
With interstate travel set to resume at the end of July, tourism operators gutted by the lack of business can't wait. Among the likely attractions, Tasmania's pristine wilderness areas.
I think everybody's desperate to reconnect with nature after 3 months of COVID restrictions. And I think people just need to be aware that Tasmania is a beautiful and a delicate environment, like all environments are. So it's about being respectful, as I'm sure people are everywhere that they visit.
Tasmanian Greens MP Rosalie Woodruff. She's looking forward to the return of tourists, but is also worried about the impact on the environment. And she says travellers need to come prepared for the state's variable climate.
I think it's cavalier for anybody to walk even a short distance into a bush area without having some pretty good warm clothes at this time of the year. The conditions can change so fast.
Storm Fuchs from the Hobart Walking Club has been hiking in Tasmania's wilderness for the past 40 years.
Yes, come enjoy our beautiful outdoors, because Tasmania is a mecca for bushwalkers all over Australia, but please come prepared. Most of the accidents that happen out in the Tasmanian bush happen because people don't understand what they're getting into. Just enjoy our beautiful Tasmanian bush, but do it safely and do it with respect for the bush that you're walking through.
And how can visitors respect the bush as they walk through it?
Well, they can stay to the tracks. Obviously, don't remove vegetation or damage anything in any way.
The Tasmania Parks and Wildlife Service has what's called a no trace principle, where the only thing visitors are supposed to take out is their own rubbish. Jason Jacoby is the Deputy Secretary of the Parks Service.
It's probably all park agencies around the world have this perverse challenge of wanting people to appreciate and enjoy and understand nature, and we want people to take their kids to experience the wonder of our natural areas. But that also means that they're going to have an impact of some sort.
At this stage, there's no plan to put a cap on the limit of visitors to specific areas. Instead, the Park Service is putting in more infrastructure such as toilets and car parks.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.